This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The temptation as we look back on the legacy of Lehman Brothers is to make it all business, banks and housing, jobs and unemployment. But the crisis and the Great Recession that followed were systemic. They reached into everything. And so they showed up in pop culture, too, which is also a business. Sally Herships takes a look at the crisis and the creative class.
For a very few people, the financial crisis was an opportunity. Jake Seligman hoped he'd be a winner. He's a veteran composer for TV, and 20 years ago, he co-wrote a musical about a bank that loves to foreclose on people.
We were just thinking of what's the worst thing in business. And it turns out that the worst thing in business is exactly what was going on.
The housing bust. So when the crisis hit, he started shopping his play around. It's called The Bank Bank, and here's how Seligman describes the lyrics in the bank song.
They're devilish, like it begins with, I'll take your monthly payments until they all begin to bounce. I'll take a look at your savings. I'll play with your account.
I'll do my best to calm your fears. I'll offer my support. Don't think that I am insincere when I take your butt to court.
It took 2 years to get anyone interested. But after a short run at a New York theater festival, it was curtains.
Yeah, the discouragement was pretty severe, and then I just needed to make money.
So Seligman put The Big Bank aside. But pop culture has the financial crisis covered. Everything from a Dave Eggers novel to movies like Margin Call to a smartphone game called Fat Cats. And yet there's still no one iconic work. Why not? The Great Depression has The Grapes of Wrath and It's a Wonderful Life. Even the debate about the gold standard from the 1890s found an outlet in culture.
It may be too soon for people to enjoy this crisis because they're still experiencing it to some extent.
How do you enjoy a crisis?
Richard Zilla teaches financial history at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says you could potentially enjoy a crisis through books, movies, and art, but not while your 401k is struggling.
One characteristic of this crisis is taking us a hell of a long time to get out of it.
Consumers need time, and so do critics.
We often don't notice these great works of art, you know, at the time.
Dwight Garner is a book critic with the New York Times.
If you look at something like the book Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, which featured Walker Evans's photographs and was about the Depression, it sold 600 copies when it first came out.
Garner says it wasn't until the 1960s that the book was seen as an icon of the Depression. It's possible Breaking Bad, the TV show about the teacher with cancer who sells meth to pay his medical bills, could also one day be seen as a classic of this era. Or Up in the Air, that George Clooney movie where he flies around the country laying everyone off until, well, it's his turn. And as for composer Jake Seligman, he's hoping it's his turn for a happy ending. He's shopping his show around again.
We repossess, we take the things you used to call your own.
In the meantime, he's selling real estate. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.